A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'He is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." Gospel of the Lord. As I reflected on today's gospel, I tried to imagine how Jesus felt as he addressed the crowd. The one word that came to mind is exasperated. The kind of feeling you have when you've done everything you possibly can, and no matter what you do, it's not enough. Jesus confronts the crowd directly. And he says, "John came neither eating nor drinking, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'He's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" The bottom line is, no matter what God sent or who God sent, it didn't seem to make a difference. I imagine Jesus saying something like, "God speaks to you in many ways. You listen, and you make judgments based on what you already believe. But you do not hear." In today's gospel story, the crowd comes to listen. They're curious. They're wondering. However, it seems that they come with closed minds and hearts. They're quick to judge, believing that what they already know is sufficient and that they already have the truth of some sort, the truth that makes sense to them. However, to hear the Word of God, one must be present with an open mind and open heart. To hear the Word of God means I am open to a change of mind and a change of heart. I must believe that there is more truth to be discovered. To hear the Word of God, I must be vulnerable to my own conversion, my own transformation. I must literally risk being open to the grace of change. The truth is that if I set my intention to be open to taking on the mind of Christ, it may mean letting go of my most firmly held and cherished beliefs, taking on the mind of Christ can literally mean letting go of my own boundaries and letting go of my comfort zone. Which one of us cannot recall a time when we resisted with every fiber of our being a new idea or a different opinion, a different way of thinking, a different way of understanding. Which of us cannot recall a time when we dug our heels in and we can remember the sense of even anger and defendedness that we weren't going to listen to anything new? And we were afraid to hear something new because it meant change. The world, we live in perilous times. Fear waits around every corner and knocks on every door. And it's times like this also that truth comes knocking. It is one thing to call oneself a Christian in today's world in the face of the hatred, the violence, the fear. Yes, it is one thing to call oneself a Christian, and it is quite another to act like one. To be a Christian in this day, at this hour, in this moment, literally means to give birth to Christ. It is the season of Advent, a time of waiting, of anticipation. We remember a little baby, Emmanuel, God coming into the world, the Christ without whom Christian has no meaning. In the year of our Lord, 2015, the world still waits, rather incredulously might be asking, Emmanuel, God with us? Look around, don't you see? Yes, now is the acceptable time. God is waiting to be born in you and in me. Christmas is not magic. It is not about a little baby. It is flesh and blood, God incarnate. It is about you and me, the body of Christ in the world. Jesus shared with us God's mind on this reality, the body of Christ. And when he said, speaking of God, they will know me, God, because of the love they have for one another. And in love, there is no room for fear. Now is the acceptable time. If Jesus were to return now, would he find a Christian among us? Christ, waiting to be born, born into this world, longing for hope and the love that heals all hatred. Christian is a verb, not a noun.